On the back table by the offering plate and the prayer request cards, there's an outline if you want to follow along and take some notes. Please feel free to do so today. As again, the Spirit is guiding us through the word of the Lord to the cross of Christ Jesus. And to the cross, there we're finding these aspects, these elements of our faith that are displayed in Jesus, and an opportunity for us then to practice as God's people. And we began this journey together as the Lord's people on Ash Wednesday when we were given our passport, forgiveness in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus that washes and purifies and cleanses us from all sin. And puts that mark upon ourselves, not just of our humanity, but of our salvation, of our place in the kingdom, there in Jesus our Savior. And we've been moving through these weeks now into that guided of the cross message that reminds me of the certainty of the hope that I've received by my Father's gift of love. These aspects that defined for us at the work of the cross of Jesus, which embraces me in his peace. Yes, a peace that passes understanding, because we've got the blessing to trust him. Trust him, as we were last week. That stop, as this guided tour now, takes us to a new place today. And that place on this fifth Sunday of Lent is to there see this aspect portrayed in the cross of Christ, that I might be faithful as I'm called to persevere. To persevere means to when we engage in a commitment, a project. Well, maybe most easily it's thought of as a race, right? That we finish the race, we complete the project, and we move through to completion in finality that commitment that we've given ourselves over to. And that blessing to persevere, it really is an aspect of faith. It's an aspect of faith that's lived out now among us as God's people in the exercise of who we are, righteous and redeemed in the Lord's sight. To persevere means actually to continue on even when the situation is hard or dire. To finish that project, to complete the task, the commitment. To be engaged in that with what we've committed to, even when it's hard or when it's dire. I can't think of doing something that is more hard or dire for me than sitting in the rain fishing. That's just not something that I would want to persevere with. Now, fishing in the rain might be something that some of you really enjoy engaging in. Great, good, not me. But fishing in the rain, also, it can be a metaphor, can it, for where many of us find ourselves right now in life, challenged in faith and in perseverance of life and some of these commitments that we're engaged in, projects that we've taken on. Because many of us right now, and I hear this over and over from not only all of us, but many of you, but from people in the community, right? We're weary. We're tired. There's something going on among us as a people right now, and not only in this nation, but for us in our humanity, that we're finding ourselves like fishing in the rain. And that aspect also then impacts our faith, our trust in the Lord, our desire to serve him and stay faithful in his ways, to persevere. But perseverance pays off, too, doesn't it? Perseverance on the faith, we know what the outcome is going to be one day, that the gift of faith welcomes us in Jesus' blood into his righteousness of his kingdom forever, for eternity. Jesus, who has provided that for us, and given us that final outcome, calls us to persevere in the faith, even when it's like fishing in the rain. I will tell you, though, there was one experience that I had fishing in the rain. I was up at I was on my vicarage in Wyoming, and my buddy Dan wanted to go fishing, even though it was a rainy, soggy day. And so we drove about an hour and a half away to a trophy lake on the plains of Wyoming. It was stocked with these trout that now were trophy-sized trout. Miserable, cold, rainy day. Dan's having a great time. I'm suffering. Didn't like it at all. And I said, Dan, I'm done. I'm heading back to the truck where it's warm and dry. Well, I was walking along the shore, and I look out, and I see this ripple rise out. Okay, well, on the way to the truck, one more cast. So I cast out. And I'm just reeling in, wasting time, and all of a sudden my line just bends. And I thought, oh, I got seaweed again. It was one of those ponds, lakes, you know, a lot of seaweed. And so I'm just reeling in now like crazy, not caring, just wanting to get back to the truck out of the rain. All of a sudden this big, giant fin comes out of the water. Ooh, I got something. Maybe fishing in the rain is worth it. Okay, and so I reel this thing in, and Dan comes running over. What do you have? What do you have? And I was afraid of my line breaking, so instead of reeling him into the shore, I backed up and kept reeling, and Dan gets in the water. No kidding, it was a trout this long. Here's a picture of it. It's the one that got away, you're saying, right? It's a real fish. I got a picture. I couldn't find it in all the pictures. This is before digital cameras, right? So I don't have it on my camera. It's an actual photo, and I couldn't find it. It's a real fish. But as a student, I didn't have the $75 per inch to mount this thing, so Dan and I enjoyed trout steaks that night. Oh, was that good. Anyway, perseverance, even in the rain, pays off. And we're called to persevere, even when we're fishing in the rain. That's an aspect of our faith, that we're guided to the cross in the aspect of who Jesus is. Jesus, in his messianic calling, persevered for us. Those 40 days without food, being tempted by the evil one, persevered in obedience for us. Jesus, who was abandoned by his disciples, fell asleep in the garden when he was arrested, ran away. Jesus persevered through all of that for you and me. Nailed to the cross. Alone, except for John, the apostle. Jesus perseveres for you and me, for all who would believe in his name, of which he offers salvation. Jesus perseveres. And so as we're guided to the cross today, we're guided in that persevering nature of Jesus, of Christ, who lives in you, who lives in me. We pick it up today in John chapter 19. It's preparation day. It's about noon. Jesus is standing before Pilate. Pilate is enacting this mock trial for the religious leaders. And he cries out, what should I do with this Jesus? And they all scream, crucify him, right? Well, what about your king? Pilate asks. We have no king but Caesar, they respond. And finally, after back and forth and back and forth, over some time, Pilate gives in. Hands Jesus over to the religious leaders to be crucified. And Jesus is taken out to this place called Golgotha in Aramaic, the skull. And there he's hung on the cross, as was the Father's will, as Jesus is persevering through all of this anguish for you and me and all who would come after us, as he's done for those before us. So Jesus is hung on the cross, and a sign is posted above him, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Pilate, who gave Jesus over, now is dealing with this sign that he put over Jesus' head and the Jews saying, don't say that he is the King of the Jews, but that he claimed to be the King of the Jews. And Pilate responds back, what I've written, I've written. Now, the opposite of to persevere is to not persevere, which means to quit or drop out or walk away. That is not what persevering is. That's the opposite of persevering. And we all know that in our lives as well. There are commitments and projects and issues that I've been a part of that I've just gotten to a point and said, I can't do this anymore. I'm done. Some of it was because I was just lazy. Some of it was because I felt I was overcommitted, which then I shouldn't have gotten involved to begin with. And some of those times was because I needed to for my own stewardship of life, of that which would be pleasing to the Lord, but what I'm involved in, I need to back away because that's not pleasing to the Lord, or even for the safety of my existence. So when we're called in perseverance to persevere, sometimes we do need to drop out, walk away, quit. We need to assess, in other words, is what I'm doing simply for my comfort or ease or desire, that is walking away, quitting, not persevering, or is this an issue of my obedience to the Lord? Now that's a stewarding aspect of life, isn't it? As we're called to steward life and all of its resources, sometimes there are times when, for our own safety and well-being and faithfulness to the Lord, we need to not persevere in something that we're engaged in. Okay, glory to the Lord in that moment. But not when it comes to aspects of our faith, right? Not when it comes to the aspects of our walk with Jesus. Not when it comes to our life in the Spirit and this one Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. When Jesus was hanging on that cross, you know that every fiber of his being was screaming, I don't want to deal with this. I want to quit. And in fact, the religious leaders were screaming at him, come down from the cross, prove yourself that you're the Son of God, right? Make it easy on yourself. And when his own father abandoned him on the cross, and Jesus was totally alone, bearing our sins upon himself, it would have been very easy for Jesus to say, it's not worth it. And come down from that cross and go on his way, return back to heaven, and leave us stranded in the condemnation of our sin. Jesus of Nazareth persevered as the Son of God. And this sign hung upon his cross. Pilate noticed, put a notice prepared and fastened to the cross, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. It wasn't because Jesus wanted to keep his hometown's name, uphold his hometown name of Nazareth. It was because his kingdom was at stake that Jesus persevered, right? The King and his kingdom that he had come as the Messiah to establish in the hearts of his believers. In your heart, a heart that's forgiven and redeemed and saved and cleansed and renewed. A heart that's been made new in the life of the Spirit. Your heart and mine is why Jesus persevered on that cross, that our lives might be defined by eternal perspectives, not human frailties. That in Christ Jesus, our hope might be known unto the glories of the Lord, to which we would one day enter for his praise and glory. Brothers and sisters, to be forgiven is, in fact, to be in Christ, risen from the dead. And to be in him, in Christ, is to persevere in him through faith. A faith that you and I have, even when that faith seems so small, sitting in the rain fishing, and we don't know if we can persevere anymore, that faith leads and guides and strengthens and encourages and leads you to where the Lord calls you and me to be in him. We're never told whether Pilate came to know Jesus as his own Savior and Lord. We're never told really what happened to Pilate after this encounter with Jesus. But we are given a perspective of perseverance through Pilate. Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. And these chief priests of the Jews, they came to Pilate and protested to him, saying, don't write King of the Jews, but that this man claimed to be King of the Jews. And here's where Pilate persevered amidst that rabble who was wanting to change his decision. He said, what I have written, I have written. I've listened to you all enough. Now, no more. I'm sticking to my decision. Whether that was a godly decision or a decision out of faith or born out of a relationship with Jesus, I don't know. But it certainly shows an aspect of perseverance for us, doesn't it? An aspect of that perseverance that's played out in our lives is a word of encouragement that comes from us from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, these who have gone on before us, persevered in the faith, and now are wearing the crown of righteousness, so let's throw off then everything that hinders, the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance that race marked out for us. That when things are hard or dire, sitting in the rain, that we persevere as men and women of the Lord. Or as Paul would put it this way to the church in Ephesus, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may stand, and you'll stand your ground, and after you've done everything, you'll stand your ground. Now, in biblical terminology, standing is a sign of victory. In Western example and thought, usually a victory is somebody who sits down, and we honor that person by having them seated. In biblical mentality, in biblical ways, to stand was the symbol of victory. And that's what we're called, to stand. Because the Holy Spirit, my friends, has prepared you, prepared me to persevere. The Lord God doesn't want us to fail, to quit, to drop out. He's empowered us with everything we need to stand, to be victorious, to persevere. He's dressed you in the full armor of what you need to live each and every day victorious in Christ Jesus. This is the blessing of life in Christ Jesus. And the Holy Spirit will not allow you to be caught off guard. For when the day of evil comes, he tells us. In fact, the day of evil is here. These last days. We live in the last days until Jesus is going to return when he returns. And so this is the day of evil. Don't be surprised. We're not caught off guard. Our Lord wants us to be prepared. He's prepared us. And so here we are, living, persevering, not caught off guard. Why are we surprised of anything that's happening and going on, even in our own lives, but called in perseverance to keep going? The Holy Spirit has empowered you and me also then to persevere. May you be able is not a question, but it is a statement. You are able to stand your ground. And as standing on that ground that you've been given in Christ Jesus, the faith that defines you, so the Holy Spirit brings you and me to victory through Christ who strengthens me. So after you've done everything, maybe you've had to sit in the rain fishing for a long time. Maybe in a season of life that you're living through right now, the days are endless and tiresome. And maybe you find yourself at the end of your rope, so to speak, and it's tempting to think about quitting and dropping out and letting go. To stand your ground in the victory that Christ Jesus has prepared for you, this is what it means to persevere. After you have done everything, so stand. Stand in Christ Jesus, who has claimed the victory for us. Who, after he was taken down off that cross, laid in the tomb, proclaimed that victory after 3 days by rising again and making his presence known in you and me and in all who believe, that we might know the victory that's ours. And so, guided to the cross in Jesus to persevere is an aspect that we see reflected in the Lord, and that's also reflected in you and in me. And we're going to enter into that now in some very specific ways over the next week. Palm Sunday into Holy Week, into Maundy Thursday and Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday. There we have the victory that's known for us. Perseverance in Christ Jesus our Lord. Come and let's pray. Our Heavenly Father. Sometimes it is very challenging, very hard to persevere. It's hard to persevere in your ways and in your truth when we're tempted continually around us to walk our own ways and do our own thing. It's challenging to persevere when life is hard and we feel like giving up and there doesn't seem to be any end in sight. As you give to us Jesus, not only as an example, but as the one who has persevered and given to us the victory in his holy name, so your Spirit empowers us to persevere, to press on, go on, even when life is hard and the situation is dire. For we know the outcome, the blessing of which you've called us homeward in Christ Jesus, the victory of eternal life that is ours one day. Now, so we persevere. Thank you for the opportunity to exercise our faith in this unique way. And thank you for guiding us to the cross today in this particular way, in these particular times, in this moment of life. Be glorified and praised among us as your Spirit moves in us to persevere in the victory of Christ Jesus, our Savior. In his holy, precious name we pray and ask that you receive the glory and the honor, for you alone are due. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.